Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.
A modified Air China flight touched down on a rainy Paris yesterday, carrying China's leader Xi Jinping on his first visit to Europe since 2019. And a bit's changed since 2019, which was pre-COVID, pre-Russian invasion, and even pre-Joyce Kaufman's thought of the day. To boot, Europe has since shelved its landmark investment pact with China. Italy has left China's signature Belt and Road Initiative. Spying scandals have emerged, and sentiment has soured. These days, Europe and China are now hitting each other right where it hurts, and in the one zone that's long united them, trade. That's all a heck of a backdrop for Xi's visit. But his unusual itinerary this week, France, Serbia, Hungary, offers insights into his thinking. First, the three destinations share one thing in common. Each national leader has variously claimed that the current world order needs fixing, and that's music for Xi, who's increasingly presenting China as part of the solution. But second, each stop offers insights, too. Xi's time in France comes just days after President Macron again reiterated his vision for Europe to pursue a third way, independent of the U.S. and China. And it comes just months after China opened an investigation into French cognac exports in retaliation for the EU's probe, pushed by France, into Chinese EVs. Xi then flies tomorrow to Serbia, where he'll mark 25 years since the accidental U.S. bombing of China's embassy in Belgrade. The U.S. apologized at the time, though it remains a sore spot, and one that China is only too happy to highlight in solidarity with Serbian grievances around NATO and the West. Xi then wraps his tour in Hungary, which just signed an unusual security pact with China, while hosting a major presence, expecting a new Chinese EV plant, and taking China-friendly positions on issues like human rights. At each stop on this itinerary, you don't have to look too hard to see divisions, whether within the West, within Europe, or within the European business sector. And from the perspective of a China seeking to break what it sees as Western containment, division is the name of the game. Divisions within the West? Xi wants to maintain functional ties with Europe until the U.S. elections, when he thinks the U.S. might take a more isolationist turn. Second, on divisions within Europe, Xi's visit to Hungary and Serbia, where Chinese investment is significant, sends a message to fence-sitters elsewhere that if you play nice, you'll reap the rewards. And third, Xi's visit highlights divisions within Europeans' business sector. You've got German car makers opposing and French automakers supporting the EU's probe into Chinese competition. Why? The Germans are more China-dependent, so they fear retaliation. And while these two national industries duke it out, French brandy distillers pay the price.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.